Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Here at the First Nation Radio Station, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Let's open up the show with Jason Lee Scott, Desert to the Sea. Enjoy this daily track. Thank you.
Land of dreaming.
Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned into National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, too deadly. Mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your deadly program. And that program is National Talk Black, a voice for our people. So do utilise it. Give us a call on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Okay, what's making headline news? Police fear for baby left in Sydney coffee shop with $200 cash. Sad, pain takes leave of absent from all cricket. Next on the agenda is numerous items seized as detectives provide update on William Terrell search. Far from over, what's next for the missing campers and murder investigation? Victoria scrapes travel permit system as state records 1,362 new COVID-19 cases, 7 deaths. What else we got here? New heavily mutated COVID variant raises concern. And also incredible basketball world in awe of special Josh Giddey feat. Hidden mystery, China's disappearing ships. Will never give up an inch, Jakarta signals China. Australian battery company revolutionised 140-year-old technology. So that's making headline news. Tell us what's happening in your area, what's making headline news for your corporation, for your business, for your company, for your family, for your tribal mob. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Jan Upstrong here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, New Mob, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give us a call, have your say, and Yarn Up Strong, New Mob. Too deadly. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Kate Ryan on the line, curator of children's programs at NGV, and that's the National Gallery of Victoria, and talk about the exhibition, kids' exhibition, The Gecko and the Mermaid. On the line, we have Kate. Good morning, Kate. How are you? Hey, Kate, not there. Kate Ryan. Give me a call back, Kate. Want to yarn up strong, talk about The Gecko and the Mermaid, Jinuku and Yunupinju, and her sister. That's a beautiful artwork at the exhibition at National Gallery of Victoria, NGV. So we'll get Kate back online and continue that yarn. But stay tuned, you mob. National Talk Black, voice for our people. Do you utilise it? We go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out to the NERS team based down there at Brisbane at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. Our big brothers and sisters down that way. And big shout out, NERS. Thank you very much for your work that you do. Click of a button gets us across the nation thanks to a click of a button. Yarn up strong. We'll try and catch up again with Kate Ryan, curator of children's programs at NGV. That's the National Gallery of Victoria, and talk about the kids' exhibition, The Gecko and the Mermaid. On the line, Kate, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trevor. Lovely to speak to you.
You too. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So talking about this new exhibition, kids' exhibition, The Gecko and the Mermaid. So enlighten us, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we start, I'd just like to, I am speaking from NGV here in Nam, known as Melbourne. And before I talk about The Gecko and the Mermaid, I just want to acknowledge the custodians of the land where I live, the Wurundjeri Wurrung people of the Kulin Nations. And, you know, I pay my respects to their elders and the community here, past, present and emerging.
Thank you, Kate. Beautiful. Yes, always fantastic. Acknowledge mob on land. And look, you're working in a very good space there regarding the National Gallery of Victoria. And let's talk about the kids' exhibition, The Gecko and the Mermaid.
Yeah. So here in Victoria at the NGV, we have a beautiful children's gallery, and we present two major exhibitions each year. And coming up for this summer, we're presenting The Gecko and the Mermaid, and we've been working very closely with the artists from Buku in northeast Arnhem Land in Yirrkala, and we're working very closely with the artist's granddaughter, Sienna Stubbs. So,
family affair.
It's a big family affair, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's really meaningful for us to have this exhibition. It's coinciding with a major exhibition called Bark Ladies, which is presenting 11 women artists from Yirrkala, from Yolngu culture, and all of their works are in the NGV collection, so we're really highlighting, these wonderful women, their work, and also, you know, the importance of the bark surface and the bark painting. You know, it's a contemporary medium. So we have this great collection of Indigenous art here, and, you know, it would be wonderful for you to talk again with Miles about the Bark Ladies exhibition.
Yes.
But The Gecko and the Mermaid, we're focusing on two Yunupinu sisters, Eunice Jerick Yunupinu and her sister, who sadly passed recently. Mm. But, you know, we really want this to be a tribute to her as well.
Lovely.
So we've created five beautiful interactives that really celebrate the culture, the art. But, you know, we're 4,000 miles away from Yirrkala down here, so this is a great opportunity for children to learn, you know, be introduced to the artists, their culture, and, you know, be curious to find out more. So we've got a wonderful multimedia interactive where they can't paint on bark when they play the activity, but they can draw on a similar surface, a digital drawing, and collaborate with the artists by responding to their artworks.
So, Kate, it creates a hands-on activity and opportunity for education as well.
Yeah, well, it's a great way for children to learn, and I think all of us enjoy being creative from time to time, and these are really lovely, accessible ways where you can learn about the stories. And Jerick New tells her wonderful, very personal story of her birth, as her birth story before she was born, that she was a mermaid swimming in the waters and the waterways. And so children can create their own little mermaid scene and join the artist when they draw a portrait of themselves. And
bring the Dreamtime story alive.
Yes,
exactly.
That's right.
Beautiful.
That's right.
How was the communication in regard to COVID-19? So it would have been all sort of Zoom and telephone and video conferences.
Yeah. Well, that's where the technology has saved the day.
Yes.
We made a big trip up to Yirrkala back in May, just that little window of opportunity.
Yes.
Where it was safe to travel and safe to be there, which was fantastic, and, you know, get to know everyone. Mm. And really, you know, push forward. And then we've, yeah, conducted lots of Zooms, and, you know, Sienna's been amazing, the granddaughter, and she's, you know, contributed to the curatorial content and also, you know, contributed to voice narrations.
Mm.
And, you know, been heavily involved with the whole development of the project. So, yeah, very collaborative project.
And how long is the exhibition running for?
So we open on the 17th of December. So okay. I don't know if your listeners mm-hmm. are planning a trip to Melbourne. Hopefully the weather's lovely for you.
Yep. And the borders open up here in Queensland. So, yeah, it should be a green light, green light.
Yeah, and then we're running all the way until April.
April, fantastic.
Yeah, so all summer, March, April. Yeah, so we urge you to come down. And also check out online, you know, we'll have some activities and things to do online as well.
And just Google National Gallery of Victoria, find all the information there?
Yeah. And we've actually got, it's accessible for everyone, little activity sheets that you can download.
Okay.
And play anytime, anywhere, and turn the kitchen table into a little creative studio over summer. So good. You can do that too. And there's wonderful Indigenous artist projects that are on those activity sheets as well.
Well, School Hollow is about to be starting very soon. So, look, here's an activity that parents can put across the table and keeping the kids occupied. So, look, fantastic.
That'd be wonderful.
And thank you very much for sharing, Kate Ryan. All the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Lovely to talk to you, and hi to everyone.
Lovely.
Thanks,
Kate. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Kate Ryan, her name is, curator of children's programs at National Gallery of Victoria, and talking about the kids' exhibition, The Gecko and the Mermaid, Jirunku and Yunapunju and her sister. So, like a beautiful story. Got some nice, lovely pictures here looking at it. So, go online and check it out. Google National Gallery of Victoria and check out the kids' exhibition, and all the way there from Yungul. So fantastic, and using art as the tool, the vehicle, telling the story, and keeping our culture strong. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of our flag? Red, black and yellow.
Red, black and yellow, black rock band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, you mob yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to say hello to the beautiful lady with the new wireless, beautiful Samantha from WA. Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
Good, darling. How are you going?
Well, I'm going better than I have for a few days. I had a bit of an accident.
Yeah. You okay now?
I'm on the mend. I slipped out of my beautiful rocking chair. I mean,
sorry,
don't know
you were nightclubbing. You twisted your ankle. What was that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. I've got to tell the truth, haven't I? Yes, I was out there
shaking booty. is what we say. So you fell out of your rocking chair.
Yes, it's actually older than I am. It's over 100
years
old.
Is that right? Well, let me ask the question. Where was your carer? Where was John?
My carer was getting me a cup of tea.
Well, there you go. He was still on the job anyway.
Oh, gosh. I gave him a shock.
Did you scream or make a big noise, a thump, or what happened?
Well, I screamed because I came down on the runner and that's where I did the injury to the back.
Oh.
And, of course, poor John, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Don't do that to me, Mum.
No.
So were you bedridden or are you okay now? Are you
I'm bedridden at the moment, bedridden, because unfortunately with medication you've got to be very careful what you have. And the doctor comes out to see me every second day. And and with John's care, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I am a slave driver, let's be honest.
Is there whiplashes on John's back there, eh?
Absolutely. I'm watching him do the garden. I'm making sure he's doing the garden for me.
You missed a weed over there, John, to your left. How's your new wireless going?
Oh, it's wonderful. It never gets turned off. I go to sleep in the evening with it and wake up in the morning. It's
so
beautiful.
You don't watch TV or Netflix or YouTube?
Very, very, very rarely. Okay. Very rarely. Unless there's something real. I love movies. I'm a movie. I just love movies. You know?
Okay, yeah. What sort of movies? And who's your favourite actor?
Oh, gosh.
Or do you go old school?
And oh, yes, I think. Oh, it's wonderful. But I love all the Rambo. Oh, my God.
Rambo.
Oh, God.
Sylvester Stallone.
He's a bit of a hunk, isn't he, still?
Yeah, well, there's Rambo 45, Rambo 46. There's a lot of Rambos out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Never ending.
Beautiful.
Rocky 55. too funny. That's beautiful, darling. But otherwise, your ears are stapled to the wireless.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I never turn it off. The only complaint I have, and John says, you're a slave driver. I wish you were on 7 days a week, but you have a family and you need to be with your family.
Yeah, it's a Monday and Friday program. Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely. You need your break. How's your family going?
Family's good. You know what they say? Happy wife, happy life. You there? Sam, Samantha, left me swinging in a breeze, Samantha. We'll talk soon, Samantha. That's lovely, Samantha. Got cut off at the end there. Samantha's a loyal listener from WA, and her beautiful son is the carer for her. And I think she's travelling at 89, I think her age is. And she had an accident falling out of the rocking chair. And she's okay now, so that's good, but bedridden at the moment. But, big shout-out to you, Samantha, and a hello to John. And look after that beautiful lady there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, be I my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogum. Tribes of Bogum, man. 40 tribes of Bogum, man. This is
Maya and my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Boogerman. Tribes of Boogerman.
Normie J, there with 40 Tribes of Boogerman here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor, everybody.
How you going, brother?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, you good? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to round off the story with the events that have taken place at the Green Patch and that arrest and all that.
Yeah, okay.
We don't like mysteries. I talked to the police yesterday because I was really concerned about that fella's whereabouts because I knew he'd been bailed. Yeah. So the police come down for a check yesterday and I said, well, I know where he is. And they said, well, he was bailed and part of his conditions is that he cannot come back to the Green Patch.
Oh, is that right? But didn't he have a vehicle there?
He had a vehicle. Well, it's now camped at Little Mulgrave. It's still there, and people have been telling me he's there, and the people up there are not happy with him.
And, so that's at Little Mulgrave, but that's not at the Green Patch. He's banned from the Green Patch, is that right?
Part of his bail conditions. Yeah. And for the listeners, because it's a national show, the Little Mulgrave is about 6 miles up the river at the base of the range. There's a hotel there, and he's camped on this side of the river, and it's supposed to be a bit of a mess, that tent. Yeah, he's got a white double cab. He's still in the area, so I just want to tell the people that because he's very...
Well, as long as he behaves, yeah, like we said, we're not ousting him out, but he needs to behave and not threatening people and, of course, not carrying weapons. Like I said, life is simple, but people complicate it.
Yeah, right, even a baseball bat is a weapon, which he started with. So he's still there. So I just want to tell our local people there because this is, you know, a Cairns show, and this is all part of Cairns Council now. So he's still camped at Little Mulgrave, and So that's he's still on the loose. So it's a worry to me because you know, like I said to the police before, I wanted him charged. You know, with threatening behaviour. And they actually said to me, if he's a drone and drawn his gun, they would have shot him. I mean, they told me that yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't come on here and waste the time, but that fella is still in the area, just a little bit further upriver. Maybe we need a big flood to wash him out.
Yeah, something like that, brother. But just beware for the listeners out there, if you're in the area. Yeah, just keep distance. Use the COVID-19 1.5. Now go 3 meters, 5 meters, 10 meters. Just keep a distance.
Yeah, well, you know, 6 miles seems about right for me at the moment.
And, well, stay up there.
Exactly. And with the Green Patch, I mean, they immediately closed the camping area where he was. So that shows that the council is concerned that he's on the loose.
Yeah.
And when we're all concerned, he's still on the loose. I talk to family regularly down the Green Patch. He's still in the area, and he's a he's just something else, his character, you know, and people get let go and then more trouble. Personally, I just stand by and what I said to the police yesterday, he should have been arrested. He should have been charged
Yeah, and you did your bit by making the phone call to the police, and you are the eyes and ears there at the Green Patch, Tony. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I was told other people called the police too. And with the Green Patch, well, it's just to be an ongoing thing next year. The people still want the river open with access.
Yep, exactly. Such a beautiful area, Tony.
Yeah, we want to go down there with security of a car from rat bags like this. So when the mob will walk down as a group, you know, for security, for safety, then they look like a gang. And the thing is, no, the police don't want the police down the river in the Murray. So no one wants to do the job, so they just lock everybody out. I mean, this is a really cultural
That's
thing.
That's the solution.
I know you've got other people coming, and I just wanted to round off that story so there's no mystery.
Thank you very much, Tony. You take care, mate.
You too, everybody. Thank you.
Tony Gibbs there having his say and bring us up to date regarding the Green Patch and the chappie who was there last week who was a bit of a menace and did get reprimanded, found a replica gun on him and all the above. You know the news, so there it is. But thank you, Tony Gibbs. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. I'm going to go to a deadly song here, Barry Cedric, Fly Gulula Fly, and go the Gulula Mob, the Seahawks, Mighty Seahawks, won the championship grand final this year in Cairns District Rugby League. Fantastic. Congratulations. So, Barry Cedric, also want to give a big shout-out to the other Seahawk out there, and that's the deadly Dr. Daryl Murga. Uncle Daryl, too deadly, and he's celebrating his doctorate tonight over there at Yarraba. And I'm going to show my face and say hello and big shout-out and chew on some sausages and steak there for you with your mob there. So big shout-out, brother, and looking forward to catching up with you. And congratulations in your doctorate as an archaeologist. Too deadly, brother. Need more of you. Fly, good little fly. Enjoy.
Fly, Gulula, fly. Gulula is our language now. get on your mob. It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than, what do you think I am? You're just a moment in time with a partner in crime until I see you in the light and hear your voice upon the night. Don't be ridiculous, your talk is ludicrous. I came to have some fun, now you brought a gun, so shoot. You look delirious, can take you serious. Give your lies a spin while we let the truth begin. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities. You want us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
What am I doing here? Don't like the atmosphere. Digging for an ocean, only going through the motions. You think you know it all? You don't know it all. There are things I could teach you that ain't in your speech here. You really like to dance, now you've had your chance. Anything I can do to get further from you? So here we are, making like a star. In a movie, a TV, a CD, a DVD. Us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
Is down on our knees, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than, what do you think I am? Want us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
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 Yeah, beautiful track there. Annie Wilmer reading. Big shout out. Hope you're well, Aunt. You can't be serious. And look, she travelled the globe. Torres Strait Island jazz singer. And look, has used that as a vehicle. Songs, her voice, fantastic. And back on home territory, of course. A big shout out to you. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob? 1-800-422-416. Yeah, with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service for your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, now stunning works get the gongs at Cairns Indigenous Art Fair Awards and Premier's Award for Excellence for a detailed monoprint of a Yidinji warrior shield from his rainforest people. And the winner is Paul Bong. Got the brother on the line. Paul, good morning. How are you? Hey, shut up, Paul, not there. Paul, give me a call back. Want to yarn about, want to talk to winners, brother. Want to talk to winners. You are a winner. And look, always fantastic with your art. And look, you've got so many other awards as well. But the fact you picked up this year, Premier's Award for Excellence. So congratulations. I'm going to yarn with you, my brother, and talk about the space that you're working in. And big shout out to CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. That's Daryl Harris, the manager there, and all his beautiful team doing fantastic work and have been very, how you say, adaptable thanks to COVID-19. A lot of online stuff, but also out there delivering music, artsware, not there. So we'll just try and catch up with Paul Bong, getting back on the line and continue that yarn and talk about the space that he's working in. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program, Monday to Friday. Lovely Samantha saying wish it was 7 days a week. But, yeah, we only do the Monday to Friday and, of course, don't operate on the weekend. But then next week you can catch it on NERS. Saturday we do like a revamp on what happened throughout the week. So you can hear that on NERS. Big shout-out NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. A team effort it is, and a big shout out to our First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, Deadly Black Network, and Yarn Upstrong here on the medium as radio. I will try again with Paul Bong alone. Paul, you there? Good morning. Paul. Brother. No, Paul, shut up, Paul. Where you at, bro? Where you at? You must be painting while talking to me. I don't know. Maybe dropped the paint all over the system there. But we'll try and get him back online and continue that yarn, because he's the recipient of the Premier's Award for Excellence at the CIAF Cairns Indigenous Art Fair and doing a fantastic job there with his work. And we'll just try and get him back. But otherwise, let's go to daily track here. Colour of your skin, yeah, black, you know that. And we're going to try again with Paul. Yep, we'll try again with Paul. Paul, you there? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, got you, my brother. How are you? How are you, brother Paul?
Oh, not too bad, brother.
Good,
yeah,
good, good.
Yeah, not too,
Before we start, look, congratulations on your Premier's Award for Excellence. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Paul.
I'm from the Yidinji tribe.
Yes.
And that around like Cairns and down far as Babinda, up and through the Atherton Tablelands and Kiroi there, and then back towards Jabbagai there.
Beautiful. Daily footprint. Daily footprint, my brother. Now, you're an artist for how many years, my brother?
Oh, mate, I've been an artist for nearly probably 25 years or so.
Yeah.
And that's just mucking around, you know, sort of thing.
Mucking around, but kicking goals, getting wards left, right and centre, brother. You got your art gallery there, but you need to build three more rooms to hold all the bloody trophies.
No. And that was just one sort of achievement there, which was good.
Good,
yeah.
And look, you tell the story, paint, art, a fantastic vehicle as such. Tell the story, and that's what you do, my brother. I yarn that way.
Yeah. It's all storytelling of our area and I mainly just stay with our people, you know, and maybe, you know, it's probably now too, a lot of political stuff I put in there too.
Yeah.
But it's still all about our people.
Well, sure, exactly, you know, and look, we here we are in the 21st century. But we as black people, we are still fighting for our rights and, you know,
that's
existence,
right,
and what have you. There's still gaps everywhere when we're talking about closing a gap and by any means necessary. And you as an artist, you use that medium to tell the story and put our fight out there, don't you?
Yeah. And, a lot of people say I'm an activist, but no, all I do is chronicle stories, what happened, and express it that way.
And let the truth be told, Paul.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
Fantastic, my brother. And so where do you do your work? Do you do it at an art gallery as such, or a backyard, or do you do it on your dingy country?
I'm at the Innisfail.
Okay.
And I've got my studio there, and it's what I'm doing there is like I've got printing presses inside there, and I just mainly do, you know, printing. However, I sort of master printmaking in that area, and then I draw, you know, like paintings and, and stuff like that, all in that same spot in Innisfail, and can't get out in the yard sometimes because it's get too wet here. You know what I mean, and that, but yeah, it's sort of all locked in.
Yeah, sure.
And that, but yeah, but yeah, that's mainly where I do all my practice there, and not only that, it's open for everybody. You know what I mean? If they want to be taught to,
yeah,
they feel welcome to come.
So you're a teacher as well, and you're open to teaching people, what black and white, young and old. All the above, man and woman?
Black and white, young and old. I've got no colour there, so all of
no
this.
No dramas?
Whoever wants to get taught, yeah, by all means, come and see me, eh? 40 Ernest Street, mate.
There it is, 40 Ernest Street, Innisfail.
Yep.
Mamu land.
That's it.
Big shout out, Mamu Mob, to Delhi, my brother.
That's it, yeah.
So when
yeah,
you start, yeah, brother, yeah. when you go to start a piece, do you go with like a vision or thought or like a title as such or a concept? How do you do your work, brother?
Usually when I do my work, it's you know, I've been reading something in a book, and then you know it comes to me in a concept of how I'm going to put it together.
Yeah,
and then once I get it, then I either use two plates, I either use one plate to describe, and what I mean plate is zinc plates or copper plates or whatever plates I'm using, you know what I mean, and then I then combine it together. But with this award one, I put, I think I had about probably 15 plates one paper.
So when you say plates, are they like drafts, are they?
Yeah, plates are like, it's just like a template, I do it done up, right? So it's done up with how I do it with acid, and tar is just the acid from chewing into the plate.
Okay.
And everywhere you put tar, that's where the plate won't be chewed in, you know, because, and then it causes depth. So in other words, when I'm sort of looking at it, I'm how would they call that?
You look deep. You don't look at the surface. You look beyond that.
Yeah, you sort of look beyond it. It's a back to front way of doing art. So therefore, you look, you know, you got to think back to front to get what you wanted. And it's sort of carving or sculpturing on a flat plate. So therefore, you've got to give your depth. And everything, and you got to know where to put the asset for your depth.
And
it's on a flat plate, so you really you don't know, but you got to do then a multiple print. Every time you're doing about three or four asset bites, then you got to do it, print it again, and check it out, and then you burnish areas, and then you scrape off areas where you don't want it.
And you make it sound so easy, brother. I got a migraine listening to you.
it's just like me listening to you on a radio, and you make it sound so easy.
Shut your mouth! There you go.
And because you done it so many times.
Exactly. There you go.
You know what I mean?
Well, the old saying, hey, repetition the mother of all skills, brother.
That's it, brother. That's it. Yeah,
well, congratulations, my brother. You're too deadly. Premier's Award for Excellence. And you did your dingy warrior shield from your rainforest people, brother. So, look, congratulations. And when you're doing something you love and you're passionate about and you're getting paid to do it, brother, that's the best job in the world, isn't it?
That's right. Can I thank somebody too?
You go ahead, brother.
There's a old fellow. He's sort of like he's a dad to me and that.
Yep.
And another lady, a mother, and they always supported me, is Bob Simpkins.
Yep.
So I'd like to thank him for, you know, keeping in contact with me.
Cool.
And then Jenny Isaac from...
Jenny Isaac.
And
lovely.
And they both supported me right through...
Beautiful.
You know, my career too.
Lovely. And where are they based, Paul? Are they in Innisfil too?
Jenny is in Sydney.
Okay, Jenny,
And Bob is in Cairns.
Okay, Bob, beautiful.
Right, yeah.
So acknowledge them. And, fantastic, brother.
Yeah.
It just shows you that the support you get from people, it helps you become the best you that you can be. Hey, brother, we all need that help, helping him.
Yeah, and not only that, there's one more supporter that really looked after me over the years.
And who's
that's
that, brother?
My wife.
Your wife. Yeah beautiful.
Wife.
There you go, brother.
And
her name is?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Big shout out, Elizabeth.
If it wasn't for her, I don't think I'd be here.
Yeah, my brother, that's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, our wives, they pull us into place.
That's right, exactly, you know? Brother. We think we're deadly. Yeah. Yeah, with axe and told to mow the lawn. There you go. One love, my brother. Congratulations, eh?
Yeah, all right then, my
brother.
Take
care, Paul.
Thank you for calling.
See you, bro. Bye-bye.
All right then. Catch you. Bye.
Beautiful young. Congratulations. That's Paul Bong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Murray, going to sign off for you, Mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again next week, Monday. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're in a pandemic. So get the information, the right information, from your First Nation Health Organization regarding the vaccine. Have the conversation. And if you're happy with the conversation, get the jab. That's what it's all about, protecting our mob. Take care, you mob. Too deadly.